آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
دوسرے راجیوں کی طرز پر نیو ساؤتھ ویلز نے بھی اعلان کر دیا ہے کہ ودیش سے آنے والے آسٹریلیائیوں کو کوارنٹین کے لیے پیسہ دینا ہوگا۔ سرکار نے کہا ہے کہ راجیہ پہلے ہی $65 ملین خرچ کر چکا ہے اور اب کرداتاؤں پر بوجھ کم کرنے کے لیے یہ اعلان کیا گیا ہے۔ اس کے تحت 18 جولائی سے یاتریوں کو $3,000 پرتی ویکتی دینا ہوگا، دن کے لیے $5,000 دینے ہوں گے۔ کیا بھارت میں پھنسے سبھی آسٹریلیائی یہ رقم وہن کر سکتے ہیں؟ ہم نے بات کی مارچ سے بھارت میں پھنسے ہوئے بھگت کشور سے۔ بھگت، آپ کا سواگت ہے ایس بی ایس ہندی پر۔ سو بھگت، ٹیل می فرسٹ آف آل، وین ڈیڈ یو لیو آسٹریلیا فار انڈیا اینڈ واٹ وار دا سرکمسٹینسز؟
Okay, I came to India on 1st of March. There was not much panic when I started here. It's like a regular visit. I had a baby boy of 4 months, and I thought of visiting family, and I come back in April. I booked my flight on April 30th, and once I come here, it was fine for 15 days, and there was an entire lockdown in India, as you are aware, total lockdown. Well, there were repatriation flights and other flights which were going later on, but there were too many people who want to go, and there were too less flights. Only Air India is doing the flights from Australia to India and India to Australia at the moment. And they're not allowing any other flights at all. Moreover, there are only 4 locations. I spoke to the Australian High Commission as well, which is based in Chennai. I was living in Andhra Pradesh. We haven't had any flights from Hyderabad, which is our nearest destination, maybe from three of us from us where we live. So there is no flight from Hyderabad. We were in the WhatsApp group, which had around 400 plus people who were literally waiting to go to return to Australia. The other thing is that normally the flight costs $1,000 return, the flight costs were Air India charging $2,000 for one way. We thought international flights were grounded. We thought June 15th, we expected that they'll be lifting phase one of a lockdown for the flights as well, but they extended it until now, and still there are no commercial flights which are flying from India.
So where are you from here in Australia, and what do you do, Bharat?
My previous project was I used to live in Urella, which is near Armidale, which is in between Armidale and Tamworth. I used to work for a retail company, and I'm citizen and permanent citizen. My wife is permanent resident, and I got 2 kids who are 1 citizens down there.
So basically you are from New South Wales?
Yes, I am from New South Wales.
And now New South Wales has implemented this rule which says that you will have to pay for your own quarantine if you manage to come back.
Yeah.
How does that affect you?
That's going to affect, because I got a healthcare card, and I'm a low-income citizen as well. I already booked my flight when I was coming here on April 30th. Now I don't know what's happening with that flight. Now I had to pay $2,000 to come there, and due to this panic, I don't want to bring my wife. She doesn't want to come at the moment. She was saying she will be hanging around for a while. So if I come by myself, that's $3,000 for me. So I'm paying $5,000 out of my pocket, at least. I was out of job for last four months when I came here, standard in India. If I was there, I might have had a job. Otherwise, I would have received money from government, from Centrelink. But now I am out of, I need to pay for my own expenses, which will be much more, maybe it might take another 1 year for me to, come back to where I was again. Yeah. People who are in Australia, they were receiving something from the government.
Yes.
But people who flew overseas, because we don't know, no one expected that it will be this much panic, and there will be lockdown, and the flights will be grounded. We don't have any information that flights were going to be grounded.
So what are your plans now?
It is My plans were, you know, I just want to come back as soon as possible and get back to job and get back to my normal life, because I can't afford to bring my wife, my kids at the moment with this panic going on, and I can't afford to bring them back at the moment because I'm looking after, if I bring my kids, you know, the government said it's $5,000, and even the flight ticket will be, say, in the least case, if the flight ticket is $2,000 per head, 2,000 into 4, that's like around $10,000. I'm looking for $10,000 to come back to Australia, which I can't afford at the moment. So the only option that's left for me is that I have to leave my wife and kids here, and I had to come back, start getting back at this job, and and getting back to my life. And I'll be spending 15 days again down there, like, getting back to my life, and then I need to bring them back.
What do you expect from the government, Bhagat?
Maybe the government, you know, the government was thinking that we were not coming there, though we have ample of time. But the only thing is that though we have ample of time to get back there, we don't have any transportation from here to there. Otherwise, we always want to come back, you know, because it's going here in India every day, the state where we live, 1,500 cases every day. And we were so panicked down there, thinking there were 300 cases or, in Victoria now. But what, you know, it's spreading like anything down here. So we were, we were thinking that the government will help us to get back there.
How does this situation affect your mental health?
You know, as you can see, I'm going back around, you know, I'll have to go back around 2 years of my life is gone. And I don't know when I can bring my wife and kids back down there.
Well, you take care, Bhagat. Thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes back to normal as soon as possible.
All good.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट, स्पॉटिफाई या फिर जहाँ आप पॉडकास्ट सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।